Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Welcome to the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. Today, we're going to explore the art and science of leadership in the context of running a child care center. I'm your host, Erica Sococcio, and today we're going to talk about the critical role of leadership for child care directors. Whether you're managing a daycare center, preschool, or any other child care facility, effective leadership is key to creating a nurturing environment for both children and staff. So first, to kick things off, let's talk about the foundation of leadership in child care. It's your vision and your values. As a child care director, it is essential to have a clear vision of what you want to achieve and the values that guide your decisions. I think when you're a director and you don't have vision, you don't have a lot of people following you. And that sometimes causes problems. And sometimes even for you, because you may feel like your team doesn't respect you or no one listens to you. And you'll have a million reasons in the book why. It's because you moved through the ranks. It's because you were a teacher before, you're too young, you're too old, you're this, you're that. Listen, vision is what you have to have as a leader to get people to get excited and follow you. And the vision should center around providing a safe, supportive, and enriching environment for children to learn and grow. At the end of the day, an early childhood center is about the children. Next, to be a great leader, you have to have good communication. Communication is paramount. Effective communication fosters trust and transparency among staff, parents, and children. As a child care director, you must be able to articulate your vision, your expectations, and your goals clearly. Now, sometimes it's hard because we want to be liked. And so we're so worried that if we don't follow through on what we ask, they won't like us. You have to really stay true to your vision and what the expectations are. Because the minute you start letting those go, the minute that your standards start to fall. Also, listen actively to feedback from your team and your families and be open to suggestions and improvement. So I'm not suggesting that you run a dictatorship. Yes, you have to have vision, and yes, you have to be clear. And yes, you have to sometimes draw the line and say, this is not acceptable. But make sure when you're making those decisions that you're involving your team and your community. And that will really help guide you as to what people need from you as their leader. Now, another thing I always find a little funny is directors who may not lead by example. An example might be your staff has to have 30 hours of professional development by XYZ date, but you don't. Your staff has to be in 10 minutes early before their shift so they can get settled in, but you don't. Your staff can only have water on the floor as you walk around with your latte. Your staff can't be on a cell phone while you're having full-blown cell phone conversations or on Facebook or whatever on the floor around them, right? That is not a great leader. You have to lead by example. And not only for your staff, but the children. The children are incredibly perceptive, and they learn by observing the adults' behaviors around them. So if you're wondering why your kids are having tantrums, you might look at the adults, because are they having them too? So you have to be aware of that. As a child care director, your actions, your attitudes set the tone for the entire facility. You have to demonstrate kindness, respect, and patience in your interactions with both children and staff, and you'll cultivate a positive and supportive atmosphere. Again, remember, as a director, you have to sometimes give news that they don't want to hear. That's okay, as long as you're doing it in a respectful way. Now, sometimes I have heard directors say, well, what do I do if they're not respectful to me? Well, the first thing I would do is talk to them in the office about what's going on, right? Never do it on the floor. Certainly don't go around and tell every other employee in the building, right? Because again, even if they do, they're not the leader, you are. And you're the leader for a reason, because you are the one there to set the bar. So take that with a grain of salt and maybe look in the mirror and see, is that you? Now, if it's not you and you do demonstrate kindness and respect and patience, and you're not sarcastic, and you're not playing favorites, because that happens too, right? You can't write up one person for not wearing their uniform when the person in the very next room is not wearing their uniform, right? You have to make sure that you are also fair. And when you are fair and you are respectful and you are walking the walk and talking the talk, you will gain team effort. So critical aspect of leadership in childcare is team building, and your staff are the greatest asset. So it's essential to invest in their professional development and well-being. You want to foster a culture of collaboration and mutual support and empower your team to contribute their ideas and their talents to the success of your childcare center. Now, I want you to take a paper for a minute and make a list. And I want you to write PD that we have offered at our program in the last 6 months. Maybe then look further how many people went. Is it the same people going to the PD? Is it mandatory or is it optional? Is it the same people that you have come in year after year? Or did you shake it up? So make yourself that list and look at that. You also want to ask yourself, when was the last time that we did something fun to build your team? Whether it was a bowling night, a paint night, a scavenger hunt. When was the last time you did something to build your team? And did you mix it up? Did you mix up people who don't normally work together as you make these teams, right? Or is it the same people, the same cliques that always are together, the best friends, the partners that are, you know, working together? You got to mix it up. You got to get people to support each other throughout your whole building, right? So write these things down and say, you know, when is the last time I did it? No, if you've done it recently, that's great. Good for you. You're on your way. If you haven't, that's okay. Good for you for listening to today's podcast and recognizing you can do better. And I think we all can do better, but, you know, I think when we focus on what's really important and what kind of leader we want to be, do we want to be respected? Then be respectful. Do we want people to be kind? Then be kind. And don't always let people get in your bubble. That's the other thing. You know, we can get so worked up and she said this and she did that and she didn't do this. Don't let yourself get so worked up. The things that are important, absolutely address them. The things that you can let go, that need to be let go, let them go, right? Things that need to be said, you have to deal with those. Nobody loves writing up staff, giving warnings, or firing people. Unfortunately, that is part of leadership. That's the bad side. The good side is we also get to grow people. We get to take people who are entry level and watch them grow year after year to become lead teachers, to become teacher assistants, to become directors, to become owners. We get to be a part of that. So I think that's pretty cool. Lastly, let's talk about adaptability. The childcare landscape is constantly evolving, now more than ever. So as a leader, you must be prepared to navigate change with grace and be resilient, whether it's adjusting to new regulations, implementing innovative teaching methods, or addressing unexpected challenges. Approach each situation with flexibility and willingness to learn and grow. And if you don't, your center isn't going to be in big trouble, right? We're faced with so many new challenges on the economic landscape, on the changes in education, and good directors know you have to be involved, be ahead of the curve. And that's really with any business. So that's what I want to leave you with today to really think about. So that's the end of today's episode for Child Care Director's Chair. I want to thank you for tuning in as we explored a few key areas of leadership for child care directors. Remember, leadership isn't just about managing tasks. It's about inspiring and empowering those around you to reach their full potential. And when your teaching team reaches their full potential, we create a brighter future for children. Really is that simple. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and I would love to hear from you. Hop on over to our Facebook page if you haven't liked our page, but I'd love to hear from you on your ideas or tips for leadership that you can share with the community. And certainly there's many more than what we talked about today, but I do love giving toddler-sized bites of information so that way you can digest them easily and figure out how can I implement this into my program to be the best director that I can be. Because essentially, that's what we all want. We want to do our best and be our best. And so I hope that our podcast helps you a little bit in some way. So thank you again for tuning into the Child Care Director's Chair. Have a great day.
Well, All the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.